listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa here, Accent on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, Pacific Time, 6 till 7 p.m. And every Monday. Okay, I don't know why I feel good today. You know, it's Monday, I'm supposed to be depressed whole week in front of us, but I don't know why. Maybe because I have amazing guests with me. And normally I'm introducing everybody to everybody, but I think today let's start maybe from Brenda. Brenda, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Alona. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm Brenda Small. I'm president of Gift of Life Los Angeles, also the assistant to the executive director of Gift of Life International, which is a nonprofit organization providing heart surgery to children around the world who don't have access to medical or financial resources.
She's a fascinating woman. She's my friend for many, many years, and she is a jazz lady that we'll be talking to longer today, because mostly Brenda is calling from all around the world because she's traveling a lot, saving children's lives. She hates when I say single-handed because obvious she's not doing this single-handed, but to me, I always see her, and to me, without Brenda, ouch, it will be real trouble. Anyway, then I have another wonderful friend, and we had her 2 weeks ago, but she's back today. Hello, Michelle. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Yes, I'm Michelle Avi Jordan. I am a country music artist, upcoming, and getting ready to launch a single out pretty soon. I'm pretty excited.
And you know what? This is amazing. She's my new friend. Things in life are just working out so magically. I met Michelle, I think, 1 month ago, and I just went crazy because we were working on her just show. We were preparing for her wonderful shows in Palm Springs, which you will talk a little bit about that. And I just, my jaw like dropped because I know country singers are very, very special. Mostly they just sing from their hearts, and we right away can just fall in love with them or not. And you know what? This woman is a real, real deal. We had her 2 weeks ago. She was singing to us Razor Blades and her new single from her upcoming CD. Today, maybe I will play a little tiny piece, and then I will make Michelle sing live tiny little piece for us too. Very exciting. Okay, I have one more guest. Who is this guest? Who are you, Mr. Andy?
Sur mare luccica, l'astro d'argento, Santa Lucia. Need I say more? I'm getting so
Santa
hungry.
Santa Lucia.
I couldn't resist. You know, Easter's around. Andy LaRusso here, the singing chef, and I just love to be here with all these beautiful women in the studio. But I'm still hungry.
Oh, yeah, I know. You said why I didn't bring anything good to the studio.
I like to feed
and
everybody.
Feed us. I know. We will remember that you didn't do that. We'll punish you later because I know you're an amazing
chef.
I'll
make it up to you.
And I know you're cooking for a lot of people when you have your live shows. And obvious, we'll be talking about that too today. Not only about you singing beautifully, we heard you. Not only about your CD that people can purchase from your website, which we'll find out a link and you'll tell us your website. We'll also talk today about Easter.
Yes.
Easter is coming.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yes. And we have people, Italian ways of celebrating Easter. We'll be having celebration from Texas.
Southern.
Yes, and then we'll be having celebration from Los Angeles. Brenda decided that she's not the one who likes to cook, but she knows how to celebrate, you know, with children. She has some cute ideas. Obviously, I'm Polish, and I have unusual recipe also for people to maybe, I don't know if they can try, but they can think that this is very unusual soup.
Make me salivate.
I know you're hungry. Oh, no, I love to watch Wendy's show. I don't know if everybody is watching sometimes on TV Wendy's shows, and she, when somebody talks about food, her saliva is going out, and she's like, don't talk about food, I just cannot hear. She cannot hear about anything that is tasty and good. Okay, I think we had great introduction. Then I think because Mr. Chef, Mr. Andy LaRusso, because you are the one who is so pro, and you only the one here can tell us how to cook the bestest Eastern lunch, dinner, middle day, snack, whatever you want to do, in your home.
Well, you told me
how your table will look when you set up table for
yesterday. You asked me one of the things that you asked me about what I grew up with, and the one recipe I think we published it online from the website was the Sicilian ricotta cheesecake.
And honestly, people, you need to go and read this cheesecake. I love cheesecake,
very
but
nice.
Obviously. Yeah, that's what is my problem, that I cannot finish a one piece of spoon like people say, you need to be watching, you know, because this is really fattening. I love cheesecake. And we have from you a lighter version of cheesecake, and just you will tell us what different.
People, you know, in my travels around the world as a singing chef, I always make this, and it was interesting. When I was in Istanbul, Turkey, they absolutely loved it, and the pastry chef that was in the kitchen really wanted the recipe. Now, of course, when my nonna made it from Sicily, my nonna Grace, she didn't put the lattice on the top. Lattice means get the extra dough and put it on the top in the shape of a cross for Easter, like some of the other baking items would have a cross in it, or they would cut a cross in it, and this would symbolize the crucifixion of Christ.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And same thing with the... in Europe, they have the tradition of the hot cross buns, and that cross basically is the cross of Christ for a celebration of Easter and Good Friday. But I make it very simple because, you know, a lot of us don't have the time or the energy. We have two working families, two people sometimes, and we're taking care of kids and children and ourselves, whatever. But the recipe itself, when I worked with Donnie Marie Osmond on their show a couple years back, they asked me to sing the recipe to it. Actually, they asked me what the recipe of was, and I started to sing. 6 eggs vanilla, a cup of sugar, please. 1/2 cup of flour and fresh ricotta cheese. But don't forget the chocolate chips, the chocolate chips, the chocolate chips. Mix it all and bake, and there you have ricotta cake.
Oh, my gosh.
And it went through the roof. And that's how easy it really is to make
my gosh.
This. You don't have to sing, but I mean,
it's
fun.
No, I think
when you
it's
do.
Very cool.
Was that all the recipe? Was
that's
it?
The recipe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And
well,
again, everybody can go to the Accent on Facebook and and just check the recipe. And I was so surprised when I posted. Yeah. We had so many people just seeing the post, and I see, you know, how my line of people watching the show or listening to the show goes up, you know, then I know that people love good recipes. We all love good recipes, and I know all of us have many books, yes, how to cook, and nobody really opens them.
Yes.
Mostly never.
Well, the simplicity is the thing.
That's what it is. And what we are cooking?
Yeah.
Recipe from grandma, from aunt, from somebody
we grew up with.
Now we have you. We have a recipe that is on my Accent On page on Facebook. Please, slowly, you sang beautifully, but if you can explain us moment by moment we are preparing that, let's do that.
Well, you know, when I do my shows, at the end of the show, after the 90, just about 90 minutes are up, I usually have two couples come up on stage with me. And each couple I give a responsibility to mix some of the ingredients together. And the first thing I say, well, folks, if this doesn't come out for you, either you don't have an oven or you haven't paid your electric bill or gas bill. I mean, it's so simple. And then I say to them, I said, look, if this doesn't come out, don't call me. I don't want to hear about it. And the deal is you have an oven and you put it on 350 degrees. And you have a 10-inch springform pan and you put... the oil on the pan, whether you use Wesson oil or some spray Pam, you can use it on it. Again, this is the Americanized version. Very, okay. Very simple.
I like that.
And then you take, I like, and we were talking about this, Alona, coming down in the car, about the no-fat, low-fat type of consciousness,
yes.
Which is fine. However,
consistency
I prefer,
is different, like firmer.
I prefer the paleo ricotta or some of the traditional whole milk ricotta.
Okay.
You can get in Trader Joe's. It's very, very big here in California and all over the country. But you can also find this in Europe. They have fresh ricotta in Europe, but it's whole milk.
Yeah.
So you start out with 3 pounds.
3 pounds, okay.
Of whole milk ricotta.
Okay,
and
Trader
you get
Joe.
Yourself a nice size bowl that okay. will hold 3 pounds of ricotta. But first I put the six whole eggs. Nice fresh eggs.
Six.
My family had the chickens in Italy right in the yard. They took the eggs right out, boom. They put it right in there. They made the pasta right on the table for
yum.
Us in Italy. But you have 6 eggs. Beat the 6 eggs up. 1 cup of nice sugar. Now, people say, well, can I use sweet and low? Forget about it. Don't even go there. It tastes terrible.
Metallic.
So use the 1 cup of sugar with the 6 eggs. Beat those up. Put a nice spoonful, maybe a teaspoonful of vanilla.
Yum.
Okay. Take a nice orange. Get the zest of the orange, the nice zest in there. Squeeze the orange, nice juice, fresh, sweet Valencia orange juice right in there. Mix it all up. Get that everything, all the liquid ingredients. Then put your 3 pounds of ricotta in. Still mixing up really nice and smooth. Then, if you like, and I like it, put a cup of bittersweet chocolate chips in it. Now, some people say, oh, well, we don't like
too
chocolate
much.
Chips. That's okay. Fine.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't have to put chocolate chips. You can put the candy citrons in it.
Okay.
Which Grandma used to make, which is the orange peel, the lemon peel, and something else. And you mix that all up together. The oven's on 350. You put that in the springform pan, which is a 10-inch springform pan. You put it in the oven an hour. 1 hour, right?
350.
Put it in there, 350 in the, and then you take it out of the oven. You put it on the rack. You let it chill for a bit. And then what do you do?
Eat!
Yeah, you eat it. And then you have this most wonderful ricotta cheesecake.
I love
doesn't
it.
Have a crust, by the way. People say, well,
can you
can
put
I
on
put a
something
crust?
Like some crust that you buy in a store?
Yeah, I would just get, if you're going to do a crust, you get the graham crackers and
yeah.
your butter and you pound it up and you put
okay.
it on the bottom.
I like this.
The graham cracker crust.
I like bottom.
Now, I'll tell you, now this is for Easter. This is what we would have for Easter. We would have this on the table along with all hundreds of other different pastries and stuff. And many cultures have their own special pastries. I'm sure you can
yes.
talk about the pastries. But for, you take the same recipe and for Thanksgiving, you use, instead of 3 pounds of ricotta, use 1.5 pounds of fresh pumpkin and 1.5 pounds of ricotta.
Fresh pumpkin,
and now
what do you mean?
You have pumpkin ricotta cheesecake.
That sounds great. I love
it. It's totally a party in your mouth.
But how you take like fresh pumpkin? You like
you have fresh pumpkin, or hey, if you want, you can buy a canned pumpkin. That's okay, you know.
Okay.
But you buy some pumpkin and you use 1.5 pounds of that.
Brenda, you are learning how to bake right now.
Ricotta, yeah. And then you just replace that, and you have a fresh pumpkin ricotta cheesecake.
Okay.
And
we
it turns out all the every time it comes out.
We took care of the cheesecake, dessert. Dessert, what is the accent
dessert.
For dessert?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think when it comes to me, that's the most important part of any meal. That's the dessert.
Well, it depends on
now, I will say we are moving into Dallas. Okay,
all right.
Michelle, I know you're a very good cook also.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and you mentioned something really, really delicious in the car, and tell us what was it, what you are cooking.
I like doing pork ribs, barbecue pork ribs, bake them in the oven. Yeah, they're slow cook.
How long?
A long time. No, I'll set it on 250 and then get my ribs out, you know, do my thing with them and put a little bit of water and olive oil in the bottom of my pan, cover it.
Okay.
And I'll cook them for like maybe 3 hours. They will fall off the bone.
Oh, you want this meat to go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's got to be tender. It's got to be. But normally our families, you know, we have the traditional potato salad, you know, and bunch of pastries. But you know, it's a barbecue kind of thing that we would do.
Heavy. And
yeah.
What time you are serving food?
Well, probably when I get up. No, I don't know. It's just us.
Do you eat all day? Because that's what I think. Any holiday.
Well, yeah.
Be like.
As growing up and before I moved here and stuff, yeah, we would. It's like an all day. It's like the neatest thing. You know, it's like sort of, it would remind you sort of like a potluck dinner, you know, and it's just like all the people in the family come and they all bring a dish. And, you know, of course, you pick and choose what you want. And it's, you know, I'm going to miss that this year because I don't get to go home this year. But
yeah. No, you can cook for us. We will all come.
Oh, okay.
I will
do
my stuff.
What time should we be over there?
Yeah. You know what? Recently.
Andy will bring the cheesecake.
Yes, you got to bring the cheesecake because you done made us our stomach.
I really, really think that's what holidays are about. You know, you just open your door and you say,
Come on in.
It's just so funny because I honestly don't lie. My Christmas, I have sometimes 30 people coming and going, and I do not have a big house, but we are serving people. They cannot move. I'm just having my seats, and they are not around the table because there will be not enough of seats. They all are having little tiny chairs, and I'm like, don't move. I'm serving. And I have three or four great young girls. You know, my daughter has friends, and they just going back and forth from the kitchen, delivering on a paper, I'm sorry, plate mostly, except barst is in a glass because you don't want people to burn their fingers when they drink soup. And this is barst, red beets soup, very good hot. But anyway, I just love it. I so much work. Every time when I start thinking, gosh, why am I doing this? This is crazy. You know, every year I just hate that I'm bringing this trouble on myself. But then when people are coming, it's just the bestest things ever. Eastern is a little different when it comes to Polish. I'm just stealing time from Brenda.
What's that soup we were talking about?
Yeah, in Poland, I think this holiday is very charming because, you know, we have four seasons, of course, and it's very cold. Winters are really, really disgusting. And really, really happen first sun, you can see, and people are just happy because it's over, winter is over. And children, that's the coolest for children. We know this children holiday, and we love so much. But we are having unusual soup. I never ever tried the soup anywhere else, never had. It's made from the flour, wheat flour, and is fermented.
Fermented.
You add a little bit bread to it, you put little water, you keep like a few days before, or you go to store and buy ready to go, which tastes very, very good in a bottle. You know, you shake these things and it looks a little browny, very beautiful. And then you add water and a lot of kielbasa, means sausage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
the white
kielbasa? The white is the best. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I'm cutting to the pieces because not everybody likes the taste of white sausage. But again, the soup is thick. It reminds me a little bit, like I say, borscht, but it's much thicker. It's white, color white, and has this white kielbasa inside, cooked for a long time. Lots of onions on the side, you know, browned, or whatever you call this. Then put on the top, and then eggs, of course, hard eggs.
Hard eggs,
something like that. Then, you put this and potatoes. They need to be mashed potatoes on the side. Then people just, you know, scoop mashed potatoes, very thick mashed potatoes, put in the soup, eggs on the side, kielbasa, which means sausage, white one. And garlic need to be so much garlic and onion. People say the garlic and onion, they do not want together very well. But I found in this soup, you know, they don't fight. Sounds regal. Smells onion, smells garlic, and you are so confused, but tastes so good.
Is this a traditional Easter dish?
That's really, this soup is very traditional. I have with me always like 20 or 30 packages because you can get also dry form of the beginning of the soup. The flour part is called żurek. Z-U-R-E-K. Probably if somebody wants to check this on a Google, you will find out that local stores, like Russia stores, maybe Polish stores, you can buy them, you know, and just enjoy the soup. It's just amazing.
Well,
Everybody loves it. That will be it when it comes to the soup, because dessert we have already covered. Cheesecake will be my first choice, and a lot of little tiny cookies with, you said, what you had in the teeth? with poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds, yeah.
Poppy seeds. Because
it's one way I used to have an Italian girlfriend, Polish girlfriend, and her mother would cook this wonderful poppy seed bread, and we would go out, and I would smile, and she said, "You have poppy seeds." I said, "Well, I'm going out with a Polish girl."
That's so true. We love poppy seeds, and we are baking with lots of stuff with poppy seeds. And we talk with Brenda. We try to say, "Brenda, okay, you must have something special in your home." And you said you just don't care about cooking so much. You love to eat. You always, you know, you eat well. But you took care of entertaining your children. You have three girls. You just need to tell us, how is your morning? How was your morning when they were tiny, your girls? What did you do? I love the idea that you said, but I'm not selling you sell this idea for morning for the children.
Well, instead of cooking, what I would do is in the middle of the night creep into their rooms and put a jelly bean trail from their bed down the hallway that led to their Easter basket, which was filled, of course, with their chocolate Easter bunny and some goodies. And they would wake up every Easter morning and just be thrilled that they could follow their jelly bean trail all the way to their little Easter basket.
Can you imagine how cute is this?
Oh,
sweet. Okay, but you know, in a way, they're all grown up. You know, your oldest is 17 already, or 16?
16.
Yes. The middle is
14.
Amazing singer, and the youngest
just turned 11.
Wow. And they all are great dancers, and they love to dance.
Irish dancing.
Irish dancing. They're winning.
Yes.
Almost always. Amazing. And I will be posting pictures of your girls because I think they're so charming. And Kylie will come and sing live one day into the studio. I cannot wait. Hi, Kylie.
She would love that.
Three of them can come. The three of them, they were part of Sony gorgeous project, Children Loop Library, which I put together with lots of my students, and three of your girls, they are listed there, you know, and they're very talented vocally, but hi, babies, they are grown up right
now.
See
what happens when you eat jelly beans? We grow up to be
exactly
wonderful.
Yes. I imagine, you know, I'm not saying anything. I have, of course, 19 years old daughter, but I think I will do this, you know. I will just buy the beans, and from her bed, she's so cute. She will love it. And they'll be like, what? You know, what is this? That's so cute. But I know you travel a lot. I mentioned Brenda, and 2 years ago you went to El Salvador, and you had your first holiday, Easter holiday there.
In El Salvador.
You just need to tell us, how was it?
It was the most amazing experience because they had never, the kids, you know, that we helped there, we had a big Easter party for them. And the night before the party, we got together a whole bunch of volunteers and the little plastic Easter eggs. We stuffed 500 of those with candy and little toys and that type of thing. And these kids had never, ever heard of such a thing as an Easter egg hunt.
Wow.
So we got them all together in this big park area. And we showed them the eggs and showed them what they were and showed them there was candy inside. And we told them, okay, they're hidden all over the park. So you have to run around and look for them and get as many as you can. Well, it took a little bit of time for them to catch on, and we had to show them a little bit what they needed to do. But they had the most fun that they've had in a really long time, maybe ever. And they thought this was the best thing, and they've never had anything like it before. They had no, you know, Easter baskets or anything like that. So they pulled their T-shirts out, and they piled as many eggs as they could into their T-shirts, and they just had these huge smiles on their face, and they loved it. It was so great.
And again, Brenda, Accent On just loves Gift of Life organization. I love you. I know you for many years, like I mentioned. I know you are doing an amazing job. This is purely volunteer organization. And we are here also to make people aware about this organization. And if you can give us links, you know, and tell us again how we can find the organization, because we need to talk a little bit about very important needs that children have. And we are talking about good food right now. And I think that's what you really, really are worried about, that these children and parents do not have food. But let's start how we can find Gift of Life.
Well, you can go on our website. There's Gift of Life International. .org, which is the international website, or giftoflifela.org, which is the local Gift of Life LA chapter, or you can find us on our Facebook, either Gift of Life International or Gift of Life Los Angeles Facebook.
And of course on Accent On, because from time to time we'll be posting, and Brenda officially is my administrator for Accent On, and she will be really just giving us information what's going on, because you are leaving in April.
Yes.
To?
Back to El Salvador.
To El Salvador, and then you are going somewhere else, yes, to Philippines?
That'll be later in the year.
You are also going. And, yeah, let's go back to the situation of feeding the children.
Okay.
In these countries. What really is the most important need for this organization? How
well,
we can help?
You know, since we're talking about food today, we do have an extension of our surgery program. It's a nutritional assistance program. And really it was born out of my going to El Salvador and doing home visits to some of the homes of the children that we've operated on. And it really opened my eyes because, you know, we make a huge investment in operating on these children and saving their lives. But to see what they really go home to was very appalling to me. The majority of the kids that we operate on live in little mud huts or, you know, little structures that they've pieced together with basically trash that they've found, you know, whether it be cardboard boxes or plastic bags or pieces of bamboo or that type of thing, and that's really what they live in. And they don't know any different, and that's home to them, which is fine, but our big concern was that we make this investment to save their lives, but they go home and they have no proper nutrition whatsoever. So how are they truly supposed to recover from open heart surgery and have a chance at a healthy future if they don't have proper nutrition? So we started this nutritional program in El Salvador. It's actually now started in Uganda as well. And you know, one of the first homes or one of the first stories that I heard about when we were starting this program was there was a family of 8 children. And their meal for the first half of the day was 1 hard-boiled egg. Since we're talking about Easter, this egg came to my mind.
Yeah.
It was 1 hard-boiled egg that they cut into 8 slices. And
please,
they each got 1 little slice, and that was their meal until later in the day, much later, probably most late, like dinner time, where, again, they didn't have very much, but they would, you know, ration out the food and split it between them. And I'm just looking at this saying, you know, there's no way that these children can really thrive when they're eating like this. So now we have this nutritional program where we get sponsors for the kids that qualify under our criteria. It's only $500 a year to sponsor an entire family for a whole year of nutrition. Mm. They get monthly nutritional distribution of food. They get vitamins every month for the children so that they stay healthy. We also offer them general health checkups so that we check their weight and their height, because the goal is to get the children into a normal height and weight range for their age. Many of them are malnourished or at least underweight. And we also have a licensed nutritionist in country that volunteers her time and sits with the parents once every 3 months to evaluate how the children are growing, what are they feeding them, you know, making changes in their diet to make sure that they do become healthy. And it's really made such a huge difference to these children. You have to be able to see the before and after. It's remarkable what giving them proper nutrition really does to help them.
What about vitamins?
We actually have a pharmaceutical company in El Salvador. Pharmacia San Nicolas is actually the name of it. And it's a wonderful guy who owns the pharmacy, and he has been donating the vitamins to us for 3 years now, which is amazing. So every time they come and pick up their nutritional distribution, we make sure that the children have the proper vitamins as well.
Okay, but you mentioned that $500 feeds one family. How do you find, and how, silly a question, how many families, you know, that need immediately our help?
We have had over 200 families on this program. We allow them to stay on the program for up to 1 year, because obviously we can't feed everybody forever.
Of course.
But what we do is they have up to 1 year of monthly distributions. So the $500 covers the cost of the food, and you know, we give them toothpaste and toothbrushes and soap and those kind of things that we take for granted that they just don't have if we don't provide them with it. And so the $500 provides them with the food for up to 1 year. But now what we've done is realize that you can't just stop it after 1 year. You have to teach them how they can sustain themselves once their sponsorship is finished.
Yeah.
So we have vocational training programs now where the parents can either go take a course of how to earn some money and sustain the family and sustain their proper nutrition after the sponsorship is up. Or in some cases, some of the families live so remotely that there's no way that they can get to some place to take a class or, you know, learn a type of a trade. And so in those cases, what we do is we offer them some type of a tool. It may be seed so that they could start seeding a farm that they can sell the crops and earn money from that. It might be a stove where they can start making pupusas, which is a very traditional Salvadoran food, and they can sell that and earn some money. And we've had this happen with several families now, and it's been remarkably successful. And they're so proud of themselves that they can actually sustain themselves.
Of course. You know, and again, when people are talking mostly about nonprofit organization and how people help, everything seems like we love to listen and seems like, oh, that's so complicated. I don't even know how to start. And I think Accent On, we can find Accent On. Okay, we can find Gift of Life on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. Brenda is, again, administrator of Accent On right now. I think anybody who feels that it wants to help, please write to us, send us a message how we can contact you, and we'll make this the easiest way that we can to just find out how you can help. This doesn't need to be $500. It could be $50. This
actually
could be...
Ilona, just sorry to interrupt you, but there is a way on our Gift of Life Los Angeles website that you can actually contribute monthly instead of the $500. It's $42 a month.
Yeah.
And you can sign up for a monthly
But if you cannot do yearly,
card.
If you cannot do monthly, can you do, okay, I have today $20 and that's how I feel today. I feel I want to give some money. Then what do you do?
That's very important to know that every penny helps.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're comfortable with, but every penny helps, and it helps these kids to have a healthy future.
And I really think, I don't know how many teachers are listening, how many schools are listening, how many, anybody who has some power over somebody, because even 10 cents from hundreds of children, 10 cents, 50 cents, when we have the jar of money that goes straight to Gift of Life, we will have big jar to feed the 200 families, and you know what? Feels good to help. Feels really good to help. Then again, it's easy to find us. Brenda, please, again, how we can find you?
On Facebook, Gift of Life International Facebook, Gift of Life Los Angeles Facebook, or on our websites, www.giftoflifeinternational.org or giftoflifela.org.
And if anybody who has bigger power and can sponsor this beautiful organization, we will just love to find out who you are. And I know we'll all be better people if we can help, okay, each other, and especially these children who just cannot survive without us. Okay, I think it was very positive. I just love it. And we will not let you sing, Brenda. But I want to come back a little bit to singing. Okay, I know, Michelle. I ask you, will you sing a little bit something live from us? You have this raspy voice. It's just so cool, you know. I always thought I have a low voice. But you know what? I found a friend who can speak lower even than me. And you sing just so cool. Do you have something, like a few lines that we can hear you live?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm a single.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of talking low, you know, I remember in chorus, choir class, my choir teacher would take me away from the girls and put me with the guys. I used to get mad, and then one day I opened my eyes and was like, wow, they're following me.
They do.
So, I guess
till this day, they will be recognizing your voice on the radio.
Exactly.
Okay, then give us some little tiny.
All right.
Okay.
I can dig my claws until you're bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself. Though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn good.
Oh, I love it.
Something like that.
Who wrote this song?
Mitzi Dorn did, from Nashville.
Woo! And you have somebody else that you would like to say thank you for whatever things they did to you that you are so happy with?
Yes, Travis Childress. He's in Glendale. He's like really working with me, and I'm just like blessed on the people that I'm affiliated with. I am so blessed. You know, my record label, that's what I'm going under. And Nashville Tracks. So I'm like really, you know.
Okay, you know, and we will meet you, Travis, soon. Hopefully you'll come to the radio when the album will be ready. We'll be talking to you too. And I have a little tiny piece of pre-recorded song. Can we play
sure.
a little
I've
bit?
Sure, I've been singing all week, you know, so...
Yeah, you had
yeah,
a lot
I had
of
a
shows.
Long week, yeah.
Yeah, but thank you so much, you know. Let's hear it. It's a long break and then song is popping up. Okay. Waiting. It's coming. Oh, can I hear? Yes.
I can dig my claws into your bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself, though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn.
I will not play anymore because they didn't let me. They say I can play only a little bit, but we will get the whole song,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we'll be ready. And it's a
video
beautiful
too.
Song. Yeah.
Video, everything.
And I know we'll be working on some tiny little different tunes because, you know, the Polish country, people don't laugh. I write a country songs and Michelle likes it.
Yes.
You know? Then I think, you know, the one of the song that she will be singing is Don't Say.
Oh my gosh, you when you played that, I was just like, oh, I can see some two-stepping going on right here.
Yeah, Don't Say
oh
Goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
And
oh my God,
we'll
I loved it.
We'll share the song soon when we'll be
yes,
writing.
I'm excited.
And also, we are writing first song that Michelle is writing because
yes.
I think every singer has right to write a song and have the song on an album. And that's what we'll be working on with Michelle too. Okay, coming back to our gorgeous...
Inspiration.
Yeah.
That's a song too.
Inspiration. I like that. Okay, we will not let you go, Mr. Gorgeous Singing Chef, Andy. You need to give
Thank
us
you,
something God. Else that... Okay, you wake up in the morning and you are opening your refrigerator. It's a morning, everybody's hungry and... I want to find out some very easy recipe for mornings that is not bagel. That's what is in my home. What you
Do you
be...
like bagels?
I love bagels.
Oh.
I love bagels. I love bagels with everything, you know. But that's all what I eat. Or oatmeal. That's because it's healthy. But, you know, what is your breakfast at morning? We were talking
well,
about this, I think,
gonna,
before.
Well, yeah. well, basically what I thought I'd do this Easter is do some... You take a French, like a French toast. You take some nice. I use the egg bread.
Egg bread.
Yeah,
okay.
it's a little bit thicker.
And yellow.
And most yes.
We
and,
love the color.
And most people use day old bread for French toast. But what I like to do is I like to use the egg bread, cut
okay.
it nice and thick. I like to make a sauce or a batter with the egg, and also use mascarpone, which is an Italian like Italian cream cheese, and put a little Grand Marnier in it. Which is the liqueur.
Oh, no,
orange,
I like
orange
that.
Orange liqueur.
Can we flavor. Do something else, like Bailey's?
No, it's, hey, listen, it's your Easter, you know.
Well, knock the kids out?
Well,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
oh,
for children. That's for me breakfast. I don't care about children.
We could sing a country song about it.
Yes,
there
right
go.
Away.
But, you know, so I'll make that, and then I'll have some fresh strawberries, and I'll dip that the toast into this batter and have some fresh strawberries and then powdered sugar. I always like a very strong espresso, so I'll have my espresso while I'm doing all of this, and you know, maybe sing a song or two, whatever comes up, whatever, again, inspiration comes up, and you know, I'll start it off with that type of a breakfast in the morning while, say, maybe traditionally, maybe the ham is going, you
okay.
know, cooking in the oven, traditional, some meats,
bacon.
And occasionally I'll have some nice apple smoked bacon with it. Nice crisp bacon on the side.
Gosh,
and,
sounds so good.
You get a lot of the different flavors going on here. But, you know, that's how I'll probably start off this Easter morning.
And I love the yellow color. I love the little alcohol and not for children. And I love the fruit and
well,
I
know,
the strong coffee.
It's interesting. It burns
alcohol,
of
course.
It cooks.
Yeah, we are joking,
but. But it's what you have on the side.
Well, then maybe after the Asian night. But you are here for the reason also because Brenda. And you and I, we had a meeting in Starbucks in Westlake, and we are trying to put some good show together because we would love to raise money for this organization. And Michelle, of course, will be part of it too. Yeah, I'll be singing. We have few amazing children artists who also will be performing. And I know, Andy, you are the king of raising money for nonprofits. Can you explain us how does this work?
Well, let's see, 2010, I was given a certificate, if you will, over $500,000 through not only my efforts, but the efforts of other people in different organizations, whether it's cancer or St. Jude's Hospital or larger hospitals that needed some money. Fundraisers for theaters, whatever it was, they tallied up and they gave me this nice certificate that said $500,000 were raised during this year period. But all I did was show up, and as my passion, I put together this cookbook about 15 years ago that allowed people to sing while they cook. To bring that magic into the experience of the home, we know when we're eating in a stressful environment, we get heartburn, and it's not healthy for us.
But much money does this book cost?
Well, the book itself, I'm pretty much out of print.
Okay, how we can rebring the print for the book,
because we can sell
our show, of course.
Well, singingchef.com, they'll see my website, and they'll see the CD and the cookbook, but it all started with my love for my family, and the passion that I have, of course, with cooking. My dad did a lot of the cooking. He was a Purple Heart in the war, came home and couldn't really work, but he certainly could cook. And my mom would work, all hours of the night. But Dad and my grandma from Sicily was my inspiration. So when you said to me about what Brenda is doing for this worldwide organization, it really hit home to me. Having a daughter that I found after 30 years, she was given up for adoption, and she's back in my life now, who's also a chef. Having not really raised her, but knowing or just getting a sense of what being a father or raising a child would be like, from even seeing her and being with her the short time that I had been with her in the past, a couple years back, really gave me an inspiration. I said, yes, let's put this idea together. Let's get this fundraiser going in the Los Angeles area. There are a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that want to contribute time, talent, and, of course, financially to this organization, the Gift of Life. So I said, yes, let's do something. So we had our meeting, and now we have to find a venue, get our sponsors, and then maybe have 300 or 400 people in the particular venue, and we'll have a wonderful full evening of singing and dancing and eating and drinking and just having a great time with a wonderful cause for this event. And that's, I really am more passionate about that than I am about a lot of the casino shows that I do, although that's my bread and butter, if you will. But I still love doing these creative fundraising events all over the country, and this is exciting that you even call me and ask me, and I thank you.
Yeah, and we are really looking forward to working with you. We are hoping that you bring with you one good sponsor, maybe some Italian restaurant that will help us to get some little bit percentage. Because our show, we are planning to be probably September. You think, Brenda, this is the best time that probably we can do it? Yes.
Yeah, sometime around September.
Yeah, September. Putting show like that together is not easy. Really, is not easy. It's just not only the effort. It's not only to find because we are shooting 500-600 people, to return to be much higher because time that we can put and all this even paying. We are hoping we'll get for free. Maybe Canaan Club will be nice enough and will give us in Agoura Hills, gives us free room. But if not, we need to pay for all of these things. That's cost a lot of money. Food, you know, that we need to bring. If you will be cooking, I don't know if we can find somebody who can donate food.
Well, you know, in some cases, it may or may not work in this case. And I was mentioning this to Brendan yourself, that when I go into a city, and they're very limited budget-wise, I always ask for the culinary school and the culinary students. I love working with these students. They are so hot and so ready, so willing to learn and contribute their time and talent. And some of the schools have the paid chefs, the executive chefs that work in the schools. But most of the time, they're usually students from all over the world. International school I work with in Wisconsin, they were from all over the world, China, Japan, Spain, Italy, and there were about maybe 50 of them.
Yeah.
We had about 300 people on the stage of this theater that we were doing the fundraiser with. But I'll tell you what, these students, these chefs in training were so attentive and so wonderful. I just couldn't stay away from them. I just love them so much.
But how you are paying for the food?
Well,
because this is
some of the time. Yeah. Sometimes the culinary schools, they have their purveyors that provide their
supply
food.
Them with the food and
yes, and occasionally, and again, they would either comp the food or give it at cost.
Okay.
And that's where each person per plate per person, because usually the show that I do is a four-course meal.
Yeah.
Four-course meal.
We probably will not do four-course meal, but we maybe do cheesecake.
They have, well, that's a meal in itself.
Oh, no.
I impressed you with that cheesecake.
You did, and I will bake, I will do myself, and
okay,
then we'll see if yours is better than mine.
But don't blame me if it doesn't come out, right?
No. Cheesecake, like you said, always comes out 1 hour, 3:50.
Yes.
You think I didn't listen? 6 eggs, 3 pounds of ricotta, and 1 cup of sugar, and hello.
Oh, half a cup of flour.
Oh,
only
oops.
Half a cup of flour.
See, this I forgot. I would be saying like, why is so gooey and gushy? Something to be said. I remember. Anyway, okay.
But that's how it works. You know, you get people that really have the wherewithal, really have what is needed, and they want to contribute to an event like this, especially for the Gift of Life, where they're really. I think I was talking to Brenda, and I think you had given me a figure on what it takes to save one child. What was that figure?
Well, in developing countries, we are operating now for about $2,500 per child. Here in the United States, obviously, it's astronomically more. Mm. But since we're taking teams down to the developing countries, we can operate on a lot of kids for a lot less.
And these teams are volunteer.
They're all volunteer teams from some of the top-notch pediatric cardiac programs in the country.
Mm-hmm. Please, whoever listens, you know, I know it's 7 days till Eastern. Imagine the children who just will not have even heartache, maybe, and they will be having heartache, very big heartache if they don't have the eggs, you know, and I'm not joking, but you know what? It's just so silly because any help is for us so little. For these children, it's everything. For the parents who practically cannot get food for their own children, how worse you can feel when you are a parent, you know, it's just horrible. Then we'll try to do help Brenda how much we can. Brenda, please, again, the best way to contact you is through page
Gift of Life International on Facebook, Gift of Life Los Angeles on Facebook, or our websites giftoflifeinternational.org or giftoflifela.org.
Or simple accent on. Brenda is there every day with me, and she will be coming, she will be calling, will be hopefully bringing some good news, you know, and we'll see what our show, how it progresses, and we'll be really, really happy to tell how many children got saved and are happy right now. Next year will be much, much happier. When it comes to Michelle, your website, you have a new website, yes?
Well, no, it's going up. It's already in progress. I'm so excited.
What did it link?
Well, it's not really much there right now, but it's www.michelleivyjordan.com.
Okay, I didn't understand a word
okay,
what you said.
Okay, www.michelleivyjordan.com.
Ivy, that's the missing link.
Yes,
I
V-E-Y.
That's
yeah, some people want to say
Ivy.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously you can find Michelle on Accent On, because I have links to her, you know, page, Facebook page, which everything we can find you too. Yes.
And when you talk about this organization here,
yes,
I would suggest that people go there and share it on your page so other people can get it too.
I would love that. And we had so good response after picture that I posted today. You know, a lot of people really saw the post, and we are hoping that only more and more people will come
spread
and
the word.
Say good. Spread the word. Please like Accent On page. Ask people to listen to this unusual show. I hope people will like it. We are just, we just love to be with all of you people. And
Brenda,
my
there's
song,
a short video, right?
No. But
yes, Brenda, on the website, there's a short video that explains
yours.
The entire program.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's very powerful.
Okay, and you know, our show is finished for today. And funny, because I chose some sad song to end our show, and it will be only very, very short. But we love you. We love you. We'll be back on Monday in a new place, much beautiful studio. We are moving with Accent On and LA Talk Radio to another place. Very exciting, and I love you all. Thank you for coming. Happy Easter, and let's hear from each other next week on Monday.
Buona Pasqua.
Sweet tears are falling down my face. What lonely night makes me so sad. Always thought I'd never fall in love. So easy and so strong, so fine. My memories of you are mine and only mine. I let you break my heart without a warning from your side. I lost myself in love at night. I didn't know I was blind. Without a warning from your side, I didn't see you wanted out. So now I know
to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.